Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball, Managing Director with Stiefel Nicholas. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for having me on the program.
It's good to talk to you. You're at home. You're doing your part of social distancing. First, let's just talk about the market. It's been a roller coaster. It was at a peak. Let's just talk about Dow Jones for a minute. I mean, it went down below 20,000. It's going up and down. So what's causing that, and when do you think it'll settle down?
Fear, unknown, uncertainty, those are major drivers of stock prices. And obviously, as we entered this and began to realize how serious it was, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, which still exists today. I think the thing that's got it stabilized a little bit, Kemp, is unprecedented action on the Federal Reserve in terms of liquidity. I think we learned a lot from the 08-09, which was sort of a credit crisis as opposed to this one being a healthcare crisis. We learned a lot from that. There's an injection of liquidity. You can see all these companies pulling down their lines of credit. I mean, it would be a disaster if the bank said, you know, we're out of money. We can't let you do that. That's not been the case. And then, of course, we've seen all the fiscal stimulus, which is in the multi-trillion. So a lot of negative GDP commentary, but government spending is an offset to that. So we've got at least some stabilizers in there to keep the free fall from continuing, but there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah. Well, you've been issuing some reports, which we've been reading because it's got some interesting data in it, but you've been cutting estimates for the publicly traded flooring companies. We'll get into that, but I did want to ask you one more thing just about the market overall. You know, on Monday, the market jumped up big time, and it was about the same time that the John Hopkins report came out that the incident rate in the United States had turned and was headed down. So do you think that's related, or what do you think caused that?
I absolutely think getting to that uncertainty point, the minute we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, as I think Trump calls it, we start to think about recovery coming from the abyss. Markets look forward 3 to 6 months, typically is sort of the forward look. And based on coming out of the lower claims, you should see death rates drop and you should see the numbers get better. Obviously, the social distancing is working. That's the good news, Kemp. The bad news is because 80-90% of the country's in shutdown, the economy's in shutdown. So you do have to attack the virus first and get that under control, arguably, before you can open the economy up. But the pain on the economy is severe. But no doubt, we're all focused on those numbers, and I think the market reacted to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's take a look. I think the most recent one you put out was Lumber Liquidators. On a range of like 370 to 14, they're trading at 471. Your prediction in this most recent report was that their revenue would be down in 2020 by 14%.
Yeah, and what we're doing with estimates, Kemp, look, to be candid, we really don't know.
Right.
Most companies that had guidance for calendar 20 have removed it completely. That's how high the uncertainty is here. So what we've done is we've really put out two scenarios. The first one is assume that April is basically a wipeout and that May recovers but is still very depressed. And we gradually crawl our way out of it where, say, in the fourth quarter, we're still down from where we thought we would be, but we're getting close to normal. That's sort of the first approach. The second approach, and we're modeling just like the CDC's modeling viruses, we're modeling what if it's really bad for April, May, and June. And in that example, obviously the June quarter is really difficult. And then the damage to the patient, if you will, the patient here is the economy, is more severe, and we crawl out of it slower such that we get to the fourth quarter and we're well off of where we thought we would be. So really right now the companies are trying to focus on liquidity and running for cash. Nobody really knows whether we're going to get materially better or slightly better in May. I think there's hope that that can happen. But we're running two different scenarios and coming up with two sets of numbers, although the published numbers we're running are the more optimistic, what I think are more likely to happen, where we'll begin to see some improvement in May and June and hopefully have a better fall.
You know, just talking sectors for a minute, I think it's safe to assume that the residential retail replacement business is dead right now.
And that's a tough beat, Kemp. Absolutely. I mean, I always think of floor covering in the commercial or non-res, and then the new residential construction and the retail, the repair and remodel. And it's that latter piece that's the biggest piece, unfortunately, that's under the most pressure. You've got, other than Home Depot and Lowe's, you've got a fair number of smaller independent retailers who are those small businesses, and they are under tremendous pressure. The consumer's concerned. Even if they have money, maybe they don't want an installer in their home right now. So that business is the real dark cloud. Mm-hmm. That's the bad news. If there's any good news, everybody's sitting at home.
Yeah.
Yours truly included.
Right.
We're looking at our houses and we're living in them. I'm not traveling at all. I was usually on the road a third of my year. And so we're focused on the home, and we're not going to be, I don't think, taking the trip to Italy this summer or wherever we were planning going, certainly internationally. And so I think the home will get a higher share of wallet.
Okay.
And it's just a question, what's the wallet going to do? Because clearly income loss and fear is quite elevated right now. So that's the hard piece. New build, mostly essential around the country. So construction activity is still happening, and I would say the same for commercial. So a little bit more of a backlog to work off of there, and they're able to work in the field. So that doesn't look quite as pressured, but retail looks tough.
Yeah. Well, we should probably caveat that because, you know, Lumber Liquidators are keeping their store open. I guess they're deemed essential somehow. And the home centers are open. I was talking to a major supplier of the home centers the other day. That DIY section on the hard surface side is doing okay, actually better than this time last year. You know, carpet's suffering big time because it has to be installed. That's a read there.
You're right. And Floor & Decor, though, has closed all their stores.
Yeah.
So there are different answers now. Floor & Decor still is operating in a sense. They'll take orders online. They'll take orders over the phone. Their pro mix is as much as 60%. And if those pros have jobs, they're going to install. They'll find a way to get the product. But, yeah, it's a really mixed bag around the country in terms of who's open or not. But even if you're open, how many consumers are running into a Lumber Liquidator, for example, and committing to a major expenditure today? Not many.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I know this is a crystal ball type of question, but as you're putting together these models, hit on it a little bit. We came down very fast. Do you think this will be a V recovery? A $22 trillion economy, it takes a little bit of momentum to get them going, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you'd asked me that question 3-4 weeks ago, I would have been more optimistic about a V recovery.
Yeah.
With everything going on and what you're seeing, there's a lot of damage happening right now to our economy, and I think the recovery is going to be a little more stilted, unfortunately. But, you know, look at it this way, June's going to probably look a whole lot better and feel a whole lot better than April, right?
Yeah.
So trend-wise, I think we do get materially better. But if your normal question, when do we return to normal, you hear that all the time, we're not going back to the levels that we were thinking we'd be at in 2020. For several quarters. It may take us all the way into 21 before we approach normal. And a lot of that hinges, of course, on do we have a vaccine, or are we confident we have a drug that treats this so that we can all more or less go back to a normal life. Even then, though, there's going to be the recovery phase of so many businesses shutting down and not making it out of this, and that has a lingering impact on the economy. So I'm more of the U or the L. We talk letters. The V is the quick rebound.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have an L, or I guess at this point cheering for more of a U.
Yeah. All right, John, appreciate the read. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to John Ball, Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.